to this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
All right. Zechariah. Have you been practicing to find where the book of Zechariah is? We've had a few weeks of warning now that Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 is a scripture that we are focusing on for who knows how long, however long God has us on this journey. Have you found it? Zechariah 4 verse 6. Who wants to read it out loud? Do we have some bold, energetic, let's be involved in the sermon people today? It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. This is what us as Bethel Family Church are going to take this scripture and we're going to learn some more stuff about this. How do you keep moving and going along in life by the Spirit? I was thinking, and last week, if you were here, I said like some of this was related to my own personal life. And some of it came back to me when I was thinking about this scripture and how this scripture has worked in my life. And for those who have maybe not been around for as long, I'm gonna pick about five, it's probably 6 years ago now. It looked like this. Self-doubt, depression, burnout, exhaustion, me, Caleb. Children moved out of my home over 3 years, one each year. Break Mama's heart. Self-doubt, did I say that one? Then there were deaths. There was my nana died on the day that we were taking my son Hayden to live in Adelaide. In that same year, Caleb's dad passed away. That same year, my dad got his cancer diagnosis of kidney cancer. Self-doubt, did I mention that? Feeling of inadequacy, can't be everything to everyone. There were accusations, there were church family members leaving, there were legal matters in the church to work through, and then my dad passed away this year. That's just some of the things that have been my last 5 or 6 years. And that one year when we took Hayden to Adelaide and Daryl passed away and my dad was diagnosed with cancer and we're going through all of that journey with him. Praise God we got two and a half years with him after that. That was like a tough year. And when God gave me this scripture in December for the church, for us to kind of move forward into and to focus on, I had to stop and I had to look at all of those things that I've been going through in my life and gone, how did I get through that? Because there's more than just what's on my list as well. It's only by His Spirit. That's it. It's because of Him that I've gotten through that I'm still standing here. Relentless challenges. They're not very fun, are they? They are cool trials, yes. And the Bible promises us that Jesus left this wonderful promise that there'll be trials and tribulations. Thanks, Jesus. but he lived on the earth, didn't he? And he went through some of those himself, and so he does know what it is like to live in some of those trials and those tribulations. And he knows the worst death of all. So three things last week I said to you guys that we were going to start to focus on with this. Number one was surrender. Who knows what is in Psalm 24? Has anyone memorized that one? No, I haven't memorized. I've got the first line memorized. I keep trying to memorize scripture. Somehow I don't have very good memorization skills anymore. I used to when I was a kid. Psalm 24, who wants to find it? Yeah, do you want to read it? Give my voice a break in the microphone, is that all right?
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates, lift up your ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle.
The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Surrender. Everything in this world belongs to him. And God has kept on showing me time and time again that it belongs to him, that it's his. And I mentioned last week, talked about how, you know, when there had been problems or different things kind of popping up in the church, that God had started to teach me that it's his church. This is his church. Just because he's asked me to be a pastor and to run things, that is his church. And that he's going to sort stuff out. And he always does. He always does. So, and then the second one, after surrender, is trust. We've got Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Do you know that one when I say that scripture? If you were here last week, you should remember it. John, you should know this one. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. In that scripture, it is trust in him, but there's also surrender in there, isn't it? Because lean on him, and he will make your path straight. And the other scripture God gave me with that in the first place was Joshua 1:9. Anyone know that scripture reference? Caleb does. He can talk.
Be strong and courageous.
For I know the plans I have for you. No, that's Jeremiah 29. My brain is doing weird stuff today. It's got too many things to think about. Every place on which your foot shall tread, I have given it to you. Be strong and courageous, do not tremble or be dismayed. That's probably not the whole scripture. I didn't open my Bible up. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Man, that requires some trust, doesn't it? And then we step into the obedience, because then you have to go. You have to do what he asks you to do by being strong and courageous. That's hard. That's hard work, isn't it? In the obedience, I believe that he covers us with his presence. And I think of Psalm 91, where it says that we're covered under his wings, under angels' wings. You can, if you're taking notes, you can write that one down and pop that one down to read later, Psalm 91. But Psalm 91 also, it starts with He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. So many, like the Word of God just goes back to surrender it back to Him, trust in Him, and obey Him. I really felt for today that God had given me, I suppose, a few words, and maybe you're going to feel like this is for you. Maybe you don't, and you're like, yeah, whatever. And that's okay, but maybe, you know, just take it in, ponder on it. If it's for you, then let that sink into your heart. We often try so hard to make things work and to do things in our own strength. And so I really felt that God had wanted to say to you this morning that He wants you to surrender it all back to Him. Rather than saying, I'm going to try, say, God, I give it back to You, and it's Your will in my life. I found myself using that word try a lot. And when I was journaling, I'm like, I'm going to try. I just felt like God challenged me on that. Are you or aren't you? I'm going to try to surrender it to You. I'm going to try to give it to You, God. No, I'm going to give it to You. Okay, God, I'm not giving You this one. Okay, all right, I will. So just laying it down to Him. Come, Holy Spirit. Just come, Holy Spirit, into this moment. Surrendering it to Him. It's not about reading your Bible in a year. It's not about playing Christian music all the time. It's not about praying for hours and hours and hours on end. It's not about fasting for 2 days or 40 days. It's not about whether you give 10% or 50% of your money. It is not by your own intelligence, your own strength or striving, or busyness to do good. It's by His might and His power and His strength. It's by His might and His power and His strength. Not our own. Come, Holy Spirit. All of those things are good. Don't get me wrong. Praying, reading your Bible, fasting, tithing, they're all good things to do. But when we're trying in our own strength to do them, it's not in His Spirit. And it takes out so much energy from ourselves because we're trying. It is going to be about laying it down to Him, letting it go, giving it to Him. Here is another word for you that I felt that God had given me a while ago. Can you loosen your hold over that person, that job, or that situation? Jesus is calling and gently wooing you into His presence. He just wants you to let Him into your life. into your situation, into your conversation, into your job, and your day-to-day happenings. As you allow him into that space, he promises to come be there for you. Not everything is going to go perfectly, and there may be stress, pressure, conflict, health problems, financial problems. But as you allow him into all of those parts of your life, he says that he has come to give you life and life to the full. Do you know that scripture reference? John 10:10. And that promise in Psalm 91, he will cover you with angel wings when you call on him. So each day, let's keep giving back to him what is happening in our hearts and in our lives and in our days. When you're washing the dishes, when you're cooking dinner, when you're at work, when you're in the toughest places, let's keep surrendering that to him and walking in his spirit. And let it down. Take a deep breath into that. I have a lot more things, but I'm not going to say them because I feel like that's enough. I feel like we're at the place like that God wants to just speak into your heart those things and let them sit there. So let me pray as we finish up. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you that it's not by our own might or our own strength, but it's by your Spirit. That you come and you deliver us. Father, thank you for going to the cross for us. Thank you for taking all of this on your shoulders, the stuff that we can't do anymore. Lord, it's all yours. We surrender it to you this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.